One Man Family, brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Fanny and Henry Barber in the hallway.
Fanny, I've been over to San Rafael. I've something to tell you. Elwood's having the house painted by a high school boy.
Henry, if you want to talk to me, don't shout. I'll be right there.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. Did a headache spoil the day for you? Are you still feeling a little miserable and upset? Well, of course, it would have been wise to take Alka-Seltzer at work earlier in the day. But don't wait now. Take it right away. And next time, remember that Alka-Seltzer is first aid for relief from headaches. Alka-Seltzer is easy to take. Pleasant tasting, too. Here's all you do. Dissolve one or two Alka-Seltzer tablets in a glass of water, then drink it. Since Alka-Seltzer is a solution when you take it, the pain-relieving analgesic sodium acetylsalicylate is ready to go right to work. And say, that fizz that creates thousands of sparkling bubbles gives speed to Alka-Seltzer's relief-giving quality. Yes, it gets there fast to give fast relief. So remember, first aid for relief from headache is Alka-Seltzer. Chapter 8, Book 79. Now, in the late afternoon in Sea Cliff, San Francisco, Henry Barber's gleaming blue sedan rolls its well-oiled silent way along the street with Henry at the wheel. He turns with his usual care into his driveway, puts the car in the garage, and, humming cheerfully, waves to Arnie Gans, the gardener, goes into the house and begins to call his wife.
Oh, Fanny! Fanny, I'm home! Oh, Fanny!
What is it, Henry?
I'm home!
I hear you, Henry. I'm coming right down.
Had a fine long talk with Elwood. I've got an idea for him, Fanny. He's having his house painted by a high school boy, and he doesn't...
I'm coming, Henry. Don't yell at me.
Yes, Fanny. I'll be here in the library. Pissy.
Hello, Dan. You want the evening paper?
No. I drove over to San Rafael to see Elwood and Teddy, and I have a fine idea for them. Oh, why haven't you built a fire?
Well, sitting here alone, Dad, I wasn't cold.
October weather, Clifford. It's a good time for a hearth fire.
Okay, Dad, you're the general.
Yes. There's a big log down there on the wood pile. Eucalyptus. I prefer eucalyptus, Clifford. It has a richer flavor.
You name it, Dad.
Yes. Oh, are you out of sorts, Clifford?
No, I'm glad to get it. It seems warm to me, that's all.
Do as you like.
No, I'll get to know. Oh, Jack is over to see you a little while ago.
Yes? What's Jack doing home from the office at this hour? It's only 4 o'clock.
He didn't confide in me, Dan. He was here to see you. Said he'd be back. Bob.
Goodness. That was a bump, Clifford.
Sorry, I was going headlong into a mission. I've been sent to forage for a big eucalyptus log.
You're not going to have a fire, Henry.
Yes, it'll be cool soon, Fanny. The sun's going down. Fanny, let me tell you about Elwood and Teddy.
Henry, may I say something first?
Hmm?
Must you always start shouting for me before you even get in the back door?
I don't know where you were.
All right, Henry. What is it you want?
I've solved a problem for Elwood and Teddy. Elwood hired a nitwit high school boy to paint the house, yes. And he's doing a perfectly dreadful job, Teddy. Slap dash, green trim running into the white paint and white running into green. It looks awful. So I said I'll send Arnie Gans down. Yes, there isn't much to do in the garden just now, and Arnie Gans is a very handy man, Fanny.
Oh, that's fine, Henry.
Yes. But Teddy was upset about the way the paint is running. Yes, sending Gans will solve it, don't you think?
It's a very good idea, Henry.
Yes. Elwood and I thought that Arnie could stay down there while the work's being done. Teddy has to get breakfast for Elwood and Dr. Froschauer anyway.
Henry, Now don't do that. Have you spoken to Mr. Gans yet?
No. I thought I'd mention it to you first. You might have things that you wanted him to do around here. I have not.
I'm glad, because you mustn't ask Kay to cook for Mr. Gans, too. She's got enough to do with the work at the hospital and driving back and forth and all.
Yes.
Now, why don't you give Mr. Gans a little extra money when he buys any meals while he's there?
Yes, excellent. Henry, that's an excellent suggestion. I'll go talk to him now.
Here's the biggest log I can find, Dad. But it isn't eucalyptus, it's walnut.
Very well, this will do. Put it in the fireplace.
Would you mind opening the fire gate for me?
I'll do it, Tiffany.
Thanks.
Excuse me, I've got to speak to Arnie Gans. Clifford.
Yes, Dad?
Don't light the fire now. It's too warm in here. Yes, I
didn't realize how warm it was.
Oh, boy.
What's the matter?
So hot in here, I was going to open the window and he sends me for a log.
Now, Clifford.
Do you mind if I open it?
Go ahead.
Oh, there's Jack. Guess he saw Dad got home. Hiya, Jack.
Hi, Cliff. Right in.
Mom, he looks kind of sulk lately. What's the matter with him?
I thought you knew.
Huh?
He's been terribly worried, Clifford. He didn't get his promotion.
No.
And don't say anything.
Okay. Like a poor guy. Nobody seems to keep me abreast of things anymore.
I'm hot sick fine, Clifford. Why don't you see he won't take off if he's Saturday? Eddie says he just feels miserable.
Well, Mom, I'll do anything. Golly, that's kind of a blow. We could be a partnership, wouldn't it?
Now, be careful.
It's all right. He's talking to Dad and Arnie out in the garden. When did he find out?
Well, I don't know. I'm so furious with Glenn Hunter, I won't be able to trust my tongue next time I see him. He'd all but promised Jack a partnership, and now they put a younger man in, right over Jack's head.
That's kind of rough.
Hmm?
I'm just thinking. Sharon Ann came by on one roller skate the other day, said she was going to have two skates after Daddy got promoted. Might even be kind of rough on the kid. Uh-oh. What's coming on?
He always calls me as soon as he gets inside the door. Just not going to answer.
Honey, is that you?
Well, hey, Jack.
Yes,
I was telling Mom it's been a long time since we played golf together. How about a game Saturday?
Well, I'll have to see about that. A couple of things have come up.
Honey, have you any more sewing to do?
Hmm?
Oh. No, no, you don't have to go right now. I thought
of
you.
As a matter of fact, there is something Clifford and I can do if you two want to be alone.
Oh, no, Mom. I do want to talk to Dad, but...
All right, Jack. Clifford, I want some of that strawberry jam taken down from the top shelf. And Mrs. Kettleman's afraid to climb the ladder.
Okay, Mom. Well, keep Saturday afternoon if you can, Jack.
Of course, he's in pretty good shape now. Well,
thank you, Claire.
Yes, sir. Shall we close the door, Jack?
No, Dad, it isn't a secret. I didn't mean for you to rush everybody out of the room.
Well, I thought we'd do better if we were alone. Yes, sir. I was surprised to see you home early.
I'm taking a couple of days off, Dad.
Huh? Do you think it's wise to take time off just now, under the circumstances?
Dad, I'm looking for another job.
No, Jack, you've been with Judge Hunter.
I've been with him too long. The situation down there is getting darn near impossible.
Now, my boy, your pride is involved. The thing for you to do is dig in, work harder, and show Judge Hunter that he was wrong when he promoted another man over your head.
I can't take it, Dad, that's all. I'm going to blow my cork. I'd better get out before something goes haywire.
No, Judge Hunter's a reasonable man.
It isn't Judge Hunter, it's Lynn Jones.
Hmm?
The guy that pushed up over me. He's giving me chores to do that you wouldn't give to a clerk.
Well, he's afraid of you then, don't you see? He's trying to humiliate you so you'll quit. Well, you aren't going to give him that satisfaction, are you?
I'm not going to quit until I get a better job, Dad. I've got something lined up, and I'm going to Los Angeles tonight. That's what I want to tell you about.
Hmm? Los Angeles?
Look, my situation at the office won't get anything but worse. You'll have to take my word for it, that's all. Everybody knows I was slated for the partnership, even the stenographers. There's an atmosphere there that... Well, it's getting me down.
Nick, I'm not at all sure that you're in a position to go off searching around Los Angeles for a better atmosphere. You've got a wife and six little girls.
That's the whole point, Dad. If I'm going to get anywhere, I've got to get started. I've been in kind of a backwater with Judge Hunter. He took me on in the first place out of friendship for you. You know that. And I've been Henry Barber's youngest son right from the beginning. Well, that's no good.
Then what do you propose to do?
Get a job on my own, through my own connections, with my own effort.
In Los Angeles? Yes, the other field is always greener.
No, Dad, that isn't it. I've got a classmate down there, Darby Fuller. I saw him at a law association dinner last winter, and he said to be sure to look him up if I ever needed a job. He's really landed on his feet, Dad. Well, anyhow, I phoned him today and said I was going to come down there, and he was very cordial. Oh, I think it'll be worth the trip.
Los Angeles. Nobody wants to live in Los Angeles, Jack.
But a lot of people do live there, Dad.
Yes, sir. You couldn't stand it after growing up in San Francisco.
For twice what I'm making now, I could darn well try.
Huh? Twice? Well, how do you know you'd get twice what you're making now?
They think in big terms down there. Darby and I are old friends. There wasn't anybody at Stanford I was closer to all the years I was there.
Yes, yes. You've talked to Betty about all this?
Oh, sure.
She would be willing to move to Los Angeles?
She wants me to do whatever I feel I have to do, Dad.
No, son. I don't think you're like her.
Oh, Dad, you're prejudiced.
Don't tell me I'm prejudiced. I've been there, Jack.
Well, anyway, I wanted you to know.
Yes. I'm almost afraid to tell your mother. I don't know what we'd do without you and Betty and Nicolette and the six little girls.
Well, I haven't landed the job yet. Let's cross that bridge when we come to it.
Yes. How are you going? Flying?
Oh, no. Betty wanted me to take the night train down, so I will. I'll come back on the noon daylight. It's a little cheaper.
Yeah, your travel is very much more costly than you expect. Well, son, you need money?
Dad, I... Well, yeah, I did think if you...
Yes. I happened to go to the bank today. I won't need to give you a check.
I hate to ask, but I didn't want to leave Betty too short.
No. It's all. Here.
$100.
You need it.
I'll pay him back, Dad. Thanks a lot.
My boy, I want you to know this. I'm proud of you. Proud of the way you work. You have a way to go yet, but you'll make it. Yes. I want you to know that whatever happens, Dad, I'm right behind you.
Thanks, Dan. That helps.
I don't for a moment think you'll be foolish enough to move to Los Angeles at any price after you really inspect it, but go and look it over if that's what you want to do.
The Barbers will be back in just a moment. When you feel a cold coming on, take Tabsin, quick.
That's mighty good advice. I've tried it, and I know what I'm talking about. I'd say you can't buy a better, more up-to-date tablet for relief from cold symptoms than Tabsin.
And that's right, folks. Tabsin is more than just an antihistamine alone. It's an improved formula using an effective antihistamine plus other important ingredients. Here's the way it works. The antihistamine in Tabsin helps to check the sneezing and sniffling when you have a cold, and the watering and itching of the eyes. And the other important ingredients in Tabsin help relieve the fever and headache that so often accompany a cold. Try Tabsin and see for yourself how very effective it is, how soon it can relieve annoying cold symptoms. Ask your druggist for Tabsin. That's T-A-B-C-I-N, the bright red tablets in the bright red package. Here's the family again.
Los Angeles, Henry. What in the world would we do if they moved to Los Angeles?
Henry, Jack's a barber, born and bred. After he sees Los Angeles, he wouldn't take it if they'd give it to him on a silver platter.
Now, don't forget, friends, next time you take cold, take Tabsin quick. Feel better quick. T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin. Now at all drugstores for relief from symptoms of a cold. Tabsin is the improved antihistaminic tablet made by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tabsin relieves sniffles and sneezes, the watering and itching of the eyes and nose. But Tabsin does more. It can also relieve, quickly and effectively, the headache that is so often a part of the misery of a cold. That's Tabsin, T-A-B-C-I-N, for relief from cold misery. The bright red tablets in the bright red package at all drugstores. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Paul goes to see Nicolette. Chapter 9, Book 79. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Rossetto.